Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week we're catching up on the latest happenings of the Chisholm Trail Arts Council in Duncan. Joining us by phone to talk about all of these events is Executive Director Darcy Reeves. And Darcy, I'd like to start by asking about an event that the Arts Council was recently part of, that being the Duncan Area Arts Hall of Fame ceremony. What sort of role does the Arts Council have with this new endeavor?
The Duncan Area Arts Hall of Fame, the reason why they wanted to create this, it's an inaugural event, was for fundraising for the Simmons Center Theater lighting system. And so they came up with this award show, and anybody who is involved as an organization who uses the Simmons Center were invited to represent that organization and present awards to some of their members and things of that nature. So the Chisholm Trail Arts Council, we were honored to be able to select some of our nominees and award Kathy Buxton as a tribute award, and then Cindy Parks was the ambassador award. And we presented those awards to them. And the night before, there was a very nice art reception where a lot of our local artists had visual art on display, kind of a meet and greet. So it was a great evening to highlight and honor all those people that support the arts in our community.
So this looks to be something that will continue to present opportunities for recognition in the future.
Yes, we believe it is going to be an ongoing event. The intent is to each year the Hall of Fame people will induct new members into the Hall of Fame, and then again the participating organizations will be able to honor some of their vital members or advocates in the arts for each of their organizations. So we're hoping this will be an ongoing event for years to come.
How important is it for an organization like the Chisholm Trail Arts Council to have not only something like the Hall of Fame in the community, but also the opportunity to honor the community members that support your organization?
It's really important just to show the appreciation, the volunteer levels. A lot of us are nonprofit organizations, so much of what we do couldn't be done without their help and assistance, whether it's through financial donations or sponsorships or just their time. You know, time is even more valuable sometimes than money. And it's really important for those art organizations to highlight those special people for everything that they do in the community.
All right. I think that's a good place for us to change tracks and discuss the Arts Council's programming specifically. And I think the best place to start is SeaTac Live. The next concert in this year's series is coming up next week. Who will be performing?
Yes, we will be presenting the Presidio Brass on January 31st, and the concert starts at 7:30. It's sponsored by two generous businesses, Arvest Bank and Duncan Area Economic Development Foundation here in the Duncan area. And the really neat thing about that program is with our concert series is we always try to get some educational outreach components, and with this one we were able to get a free matinee concert, and we were highlighting high school bands. And so we send out an invitation for the area high school bands if they'd like to participate. And we're really excited for that matinee. It's going to be about a 45-minute concert, mini concert, and Q&As for the students. And then we're going to roll into that evening. We'll have the evening concert. That'll start at 7:30 at the Simmons Center Theater. Tickets are available on the Chisholm Trail website, ChisholmTrailArts.com, and they will also be available at our office, 810 West Walnut, and they are also available at the Simmons Center throughout the day and at the box office the night of the show, and the box office opens at 6:30 p.m.
So for our listeners who may not be familiar with this type of small ensemble performance, what is Presidio Brass and what do they do?
They are a quintet of brass, piano, percussion, and they create their own original arrangements. They kind of are a trademark in their area of San Diego, California. They've performed throughout the United States, over 40 states, as well as internationally in Canada and China. And they conduct a lot of master classes. A lot of their background is through music education, and so that's their main mission, is to make sure that they can provide education in the music scene with schools and students and the youth.
That sounds like that objective pairs well with the Arts Council's educational outreach that you just mentioned.
It does. It really does. And we're really excited to have them, and we just hope everybody come out and support the arts.
So after the Presidio Brass concert, what does the rest of the season look like for SeaTac Live?
Our last concert of the season for SeaTac Live is Farewell Angelina, and they're going to perform on March 16th in the Chisholm Trail Hall. It won't be in the theater setting. It'll be more of a dance. They're just a beautiful young group of women that have amazing country style voices, and we're just expecting a great show, a fun evening of dance and just sitting around and having a good time and enjoying dancing.
Well, outside of SeaTac Live, what other programs and events are coming up for the Arts Council?
Actually, with our SeaTac Art Gallery, we're going to feature on February 7th is our opening night reception featuring our local artist, Gay Falconberry. And she usually does plein air oil painting. And then her guest artist is Kelly Pennington. They both paint together and has been a student with under one of each other. And Kelly Pennington is from Ada, Oklahoma. And again, that reception is on February 7th from 5:30 to 7:30. And it's come and go. And the artwork for Falconberry and Pennington will both be on exhibit February 1st through February 28th.
So we've got live music. We've got a new art exhibit. Is there anything else that's coming up?
The one thing I would like to announce is that we're offering scholarships for graduating seniors that are looking at majoring in the arts their freshman year in college. So that's something that we have added to our art education schools program, and we're really proud of it. Last year, we were able to give out 3 scholarships to 3 different high schools in the county, and we just hope that they look to their schools and see if they can get any information on the application.
All right. Well, we are running short of time, so we will have to wrap up there. Darcy Reeves, Executive Director of the Chisholm Trail Arts Council, catching us up on the organization's current events. Darcy, thanks so much for your time.
Well, I appreciate you guys having us.
The SeaTac Live presentation of Presidio Brass will be Thursday, January 31st at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at the Arts Council office at 810 West Walnut in Duncan by visiting ChisholmTrailArts.com or at the Simmons Center in Duncan. For more information about upcoming SeaTac Live performances, art gallery exhibitions, and information about the Arts Council's scholarship program, contact the Chisholm Trail Arts Council at 580-252-4160 or visit ChisholmTrailArts.com. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.